Oh, good morning. Welcome to the Gunsmith Show. Boy, we're getting awful close to Christmas here, John.
It's cold enough to be close to the Antarctica.
It's a little chilly. We decided to turn into winter.
We got winter in a heartbeat.
That's for sure.
It was too warm to
switch
wear.
Went cold. Off.
Yeah.
Winter.
Winter's here. You know, it's like, shut the freezer door.
Yeah. No. That's all right. It's Christmas time, and there's lots of great stuff going on. Listen, we're going to talk a little bit about some of the new legislation, anti-assault rifle legislation coming out of Lansing. We're going to talk a little bit about that. Segment is brought to you by Diamond Jim's Tire and Automotive. With this cold weather, it's good to get the winter air in your tire. They've got a truckload of it. It's on sale right now. In fact, it's free.
Well, if you need some new rubber around those tires, you might want to get some new tires while you're there.
But they will
too.
Check the. I mean,
it's a gift that keeps on giving. They will safe travels all winter long.
Exactly, and it is good to have them inflated. And if you haven't added air recently, that cold makes everything shrink.
Let's not go there. But anyways,
including your tires. I was talking about tires, John.
I even carry smaller guns in the winter.
I bet you do. Yeah.
But Diamond Jim's is right on Dorrit Highway in Burton, Michigan. They've been there since 1977, so you're probably familiar with them. But if you're not, it's a great place to visit and shop for your Christmas needs, for getting those cars fixed up, making sure you get to Grandma and Grandpa's house on Christmas Day. Their phone number is 810-743-4210. That's 743-4210. Outstanding service, and prices are just wonderful. I'm always surprised. I'm like, even my son had work done there, Dan. You know what he said? What about the parts? Oh, no, that's all of it. You know?
No, it is. It's they'll take good care of you.
They're very fair. You know, there's some shops out there that, you know.
And what you need.
The owner's driving up in a BMW or something, and this one is not that way.
They can't fix it. They'll tell you. They won't try and tell you something else.
Good, folks. So we're very thankful to have them as sponsors of this show. People you can trust. That's what this show is all about. We try to give you trustworthy advice. And, man, Dan, what a. You know, it's holiday shopping time and all this fun stuff's going on.
Hold on. I got to pause right there for just a quick second. I want to remind people today, right now, the bidding has started on a $1,500 gift card for Metawar Jewelers.
Ooh.
Good on Linden Road there in Flint Township.
Jewelry's or almost as good as getting guns for Christmas.
Silver Lake and Fenton. Depends on who you ask. I think some people would think that's significantly better, John.
Well, not many.
Right. $1,500 gift card, Metawar Jewelers. They're fantastic. Ronnie was in. Great guy. They've been doing this for a long time. 25 years. Started at 6 a.m. It's going on
right now.
Ends today at 5, but the minimum bid was $600. I don't know where it's at right now. I haven't checked recently, but... get in there and get in on that. Really make somebody's Christmas. So seize the deal, Flint.
Well, that's good. That's a good thought. And I just wanted to say it's you know, holiday shopping season too, and everybody's out and about and running around. And so be careful.
Right.
And be mindful of your surroundings and be careful in this cold weather too, because we kind of get like in our own little cocoon and you hate to see, you know, problems happen this time of year. So just be careful. And when you leave your home empty and you're out shopping and having fun gallivanting, remember, your guns and your belongings, even jewelry, should be in a safe.
Yeah.
Just a reminder that if you got to do something today and you want to do something for the family, for a good gift, it might be a great time to go to Williams and do the holiday safe sale they're having. They've got 10% off all safes, and they got some great prices on wonderful safes where you can literally walk down aisles in their store looking at all the different safes. So
great selection.
Be mindful of that. All my sponsors know that safes are important, and they all recommend that you get out and get a safe for your family if you don't already have one. You might need a second one, you know, just to keep your coins in or the hard drives and stuff you want to save from a fire. So be mindful of that. But anyways, you can always link to our sponsors on our website, thegss.com. This is the Gunsmith Show, and I got to tell you, it has been a crazy week weather-wise and politically. There's some really, really interesting gun-grabbing things going on right now that are coming out
of proposed legislation.
Yeah, proposed legislation from the task force. The task force, and this is from MLive, the task force by Governor Gretchen Whitmer unveiled its recommendations this week to reduce gun violence in the state. So now I read about this stuff all the time, so I'm fairly knowledgeable in it, and I read the books that tend to counter the anti-gun thing, you know, but I try to take in both sides. But the Gun Violence Prevention Task Force has made recommendations to raise the minimum age to purchase firearms and banning assault weapons. That's the two main things. So they want people to be older when they buy a gun. They've even talked about going all the way to age 25, which is pretty ridiculous because you could have been in the military for 7 years by the time you're 25 and be more knowledgeable than just about anybody with a gun by then. But even if it's 21, this can be an assault on our freedom. So we want to be real careful. I say show me, okay? I pull the old Missouri line, show me. Show me where gun bans work. And every city that I know of that bans guns has the explicit gun-free zones, and they find comfort in them, but they're fooling themselves. And I think they might turn a blind eye, and this is my opinion, they might turn a blind eye to the violence, and we see it a lot in Chicago. I know that. And everybody wants to go shopping in Chicago for the holidays. I'm like, are you nuts? I don't want to. I don't have an. I don't wear. I don't like to shop for Christmas gifts in a flak jacket. You know what I mean? I don't want to.
He doesn't mind shopping for flak jackets.
Yeah, I know. I would go shopping for flak jackets or body armor, you know, and such things. But I think you're truly fooling themselves, though. And they're directly infringing on the Second Amendment rights. That is what's there for our liberty to support our health and well-being. So, you know, it's kind of a commentary on my part, but it's most of the show usually is anyway. But I'm not talking about guns I want to kick out of bed or keep in bed with me. So these are important things. I like the rules that we have. I think Michigan went a little too far with some of the rules with the last and our Valentine's Day gift we got a couple years ago. But it appeased, and it wasn't too aggressive. It was some pretty smart rules, but it was more common sense things like the safe storage laws. Most people do store their guns safely, but some people just don't. They leave them out and about, and they got them all over the house. They might not ever have kids in their house, but what happens when you get robbed? And it's easy access to those guns. We used to offer a real easy thing we used to do when I was contracting. We would build safe rooms for people. Inside those safe rooms, we would put eye bolts in the wall and run rubberized cable through all the trigger guards. So at least they couldn't just grab guns and run. They would have to unlock it or cut the cable, which is hard to do, just quarter-inch cable, or break the trigger guards to get the guns out. So we thought, well, this is another deterrent. It's like putting another stop in there. But, you know, then the little things you can do. We've done that in people's closets before. Well, I only have two guns. Well, here, we bolted in two eye bolts and ran a cable through the trigger guards, and they kept their guns in a closet. Mm-hmm. It was a safe way to do it. There's tons of ways to make your house safer. But chains and laws and this assault weapons ban, it always goes back to the same thing. Define assault weapon. Everything can be an assault weapon. I have an assault fork in my drawer. I have an assault spoon. Anything can be used as a weapon.
Chicken, steak, they will all testify to the assault that he commits on them.
Exactly. I've done some damage with forks before. So, matter of fact, my wife even said one time it was my favorite tool. So, yeah. That was said on the air, and it hurt when she said it back when we were doing the I Can Build It.
That is so sad.
And old... what was the guy that used to work in here and run the studio?
Ralph?
Guy? Ralph. Ralph was even crying. He was laughing so hard. He couldn't believe Mary said it. But I think Jake and Tommy were in the room at the same time.
It was
a good one. So, but anyways, do your research and know that the most unsafe cities in this country are the ones that are no guns allowed rules. They are, crime seems to run rampant in the streets. And that's why President Trump is doing what he's doing right now. You know, I'm not picking sides. I'm just saying that common sense needs to prevail. So,
well, and the other thing is, there's a lot of legislation, there's a lot of laws on the books that don't get enforced.
Oh, that's for sure. Or they just choose not to use them.
Yeah.
You know, the prosecutors. And I'm all for good prosecutors.
I mean, look at what they do with criminals. They let these people that have been charged 75 times.
Yeah, how many times are we going to see?
And they're
videos,
back out, and then they kill somebody, and it's like, what happened? You know,
like the girl on the
bus. There's no gun law that's going to stop that from happening.
No, they're not going to follow the laws anyway.
I mean, you could have stopped it just by enforcing the laws that you have.
Yeah. And you know, it's like it's probably 10-1 ratio out there of newscasts that favor gun control compared to ones that are like,
and they don't. I mean, it's a thoughtless reaction when something happens.
Yeah.
We have to do something. That's not doing something.
No. Mental preparedness and mental illness needs to be addressed in this country.
Well, the guns that are out there. I mean, these are all future going forward. I mean, there's a lot of guns out there. You have to keep the people who would misuse them from doing so. And exactly. Part of it is holding people who have been charged and convicted.
Yeah.
You can't just set them free.
Even when we go to, say, a gun show.
Yeah.
If people come up and ask, we have to ask diligent questions. If we can refuse to sell to anybody.
Yep.
And that's just general public.
And if somebody has broken these gun laws, the existing gun laws, if they break the laws, hold them accountable.
Right.
Take away their rights, not the rights of people who have never broken the law.
That's taken away our liberties because somebody else has done something wrong. So you know, these gun-free zones are basically playgrounds for disasters. So I urge you to spend a little bit of money this year. If you haven't already joined the NRA, join it. Support the NRA ILA, which is the Institute for Legislative Action. Get your USCCA protection in place, your United States Concealed Carry Association. Get that insurance to protect yourself. This is kind of like money in the bank. You put it away, it's to make tomorrow a little safer for you. Stay informed on 2A news, meaning Second Amendment news. Join GLGR, which is Great Lakes Gun Rights Association, which is part of the National Gun Rights Association. No left-leaning nonsense coming out of these people. This is hard-hitting. And GLGR, right here in Michigan, is very adamant. They are on top of it. And I think it's Justin Bordeaux, I think is his name. Brendan Bordeaux. He is a very good spokesman, and he talks very precisely. He's good at it, and talking about these laws and what is being proposed by this Second Amendment or this task force from the governor, which was put together of people that were pretty left-leaning anyway. So
and these organizations, not only can they help protect you, the insurance and so forth, but they can help educate you in terms of the laws that you do have to comply with.
Right.
You do want to do safe storage. You do want to make sure that your guns don't fall into the wrong hands. That's why you started out talking about making sure your guns are safe and locked up when you're out of the home. Because you'd hate to have someone come in, break into your home, steal your guns, and commit a crime with it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and their attempts, these gun grabbers are attempting to disarm society. I don't think we're going to get there. You know, we just have so many guns, it's not going to happen. And I certainly don't want to lose mine. So I hope that you, pay attention to the show and know that we don't always talk all guns on this show. It is the Gunsmith Show. But this is an important part of our legacy and what we leave for the future.
Yeah.
So I think it's very important. Now, you can always send me emails if you have a question, shooter@thegss.com. You can link to all of our sponsors right on our website. That is thegss.com. And
keep it right here. We've got more to talk about when we come back. It's the Gunsmith Show.
Coming back, we're going to talk about six shooters.
Six shooters on the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1, your home for Ultimate Classic Rock. Back right after this.